our album review with Miss Rosie here to talk about SZA's new album.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Rosie. Thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah.
And so let's say it was SZA's new album, yes, that you reviewed this week?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been 5 years since she dropped Control, so it's about time she released some new music.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I haven't had time to listen through the whole thing, but what I have heard, I am a pretty decent SZA fan, so I was definitely pleasantly surprised at what I heard. But what are your initial thoughts?
I was really surprised by this album. All my friends before it was going to drop were saying like, oh, it's going to be like a really sad album. So I was expecting like a lot of slow songs, but there are actually a lot of upbeat songs. And one of her songs, F2F, is like such a different vibe compared to the rest of the album. It's like more of like a rock song kind of. And I kind of was really shocked by that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So what was like the general genre you were thinking for this? Was it more R&B? Was it more pop? Like, what was the feel of the album?
It is definitely R&B for most of it, since there's like 23 tracks, but she does throw in a couple of different genres into like songs that you don't expect that from her.
That's really cool.
Okay, and you said 23 tracks. That's a pretty long album.
It really is.
Like, yeah, that's a lot of work in one album together. But I mean, hey, if you're going to have a long album, like you said, she was kind of throwing it around with different genres. You got to keep people on their toes, right?
Did she have any collaborations on the album?
Yeah, she actually had some collaborations with Travis Scott, Phoebe Bridgers, and like Don Toliver.
I'm there for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about some favorite tracks from the album?
Okay, my favorites are definitely like Low and Seek and Destroy. Those two are so good. And I also really love Shirt. It's on TikTok, you know.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's definitely one of my favorite songs at the moment.
That is one of the ones that I have heard before. And before I get time to listen to the entire album, we can listen to Shirt right here on New Music Monday.
Get ready, Bloomington Normal, for Fused Radio.
Without you all around me, getting anxious. Leave me, don't look back inside you. In the dark right now, feeling lost but I like it. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Some more in my skin, it's all about. All I stain on my shirt, new to my nerves. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Some more in my skin, it's all about. All I stain on my shirt, new to my nerves. I want to got caught up, going back on my word. Damn, so thirsty, still don't know my words. Still stress and perfection, let you all in my mental. Got me looking too desperate. Is it what you say? And how you know me? I'm supposed to trust. Maybe supposed to love. And supposed to hurt this way. All I need is the best of you. All I got to say, give me all of you. In the dark right now, feeling lost but I like it. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Some more in my skin, it's all my shirt, no, to my nerves. I want got caught up, going back on my word. Damn, so thirsty, still don't know my words. Still stress and perfection, let you all in my mental. Got me looking too desperate. I'm
Once again, that was Shirt by SZA off of her new album for our album review on New Music Monday. I still love that one. It's been on the station for a minute, but I don't know. I can't get enough of it.
Me too. And I believe she's going on tour, isn't she, with this new album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really cool. We haven't heard from her in a bit, just like Rosie was saying earlier. So I think this was a very powerful comeback from SZA. And I'm a fan, so I'm here for it.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to check out the rest of the album. And like you said, you were telling me some of the favorite tracks that you have. And you said it's like mostly R&B, but a little bit of other genres. So I don't know, a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, it kind of caters towards everyone, draw everyone in. I think that was really powerful of her.
For sure. Especially like it's been a minute, so the comeback, you got to come back big, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I think the last time we had heard from SZA before the album came out was when she collabed with Doja Cat, right? Mm-hmm. That was Kiss Me More, which honestly still gets stuck in my head.
All of her songs, I feel like, get stuck in my head so easily. It's
for sure.
Something about SZA.
Absolutely. It has just honestly become a classic, in my opinion. But I'll definitely have to check out the rest of that album. Thank you so much again, Rosie, for that album review.